You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Man, this day is flying by.
Flying by.
Little hump day.
The dogs do hump each other every day.
They do hump each other every day. That's exactly what dogs do. They have nothing else to do.
Two stories quickly.
So they just hump.
Every day.
Every day.
Last night, I miss John Grayson so much. Last night, two very good friends of ours invited us over for a taste of Portugal. And you know, Grayson moved to Portugal. Mm-hmm. Not only did they just go to Portugal, they went to exactly where John Grayson is living. And you guys, they brought back—
which is Porto.
Oh my gosh, they brought back port and ice cream and like just desserts.
How do you bring back ice cream?
Oh my gosh, it had this gelato. Oh my goodness, you guys. Anyway,
so basically, you're eating a lot of sardines.
Oh, there was tin fish. We had that last night.
Those are called sardines.
Well, over there, tin fish is a very, very big deal. And they went into this one area. It looked like a library. Picture, if you're squinting, a library full of books, like in Harry Potter. But when you look more closely, they are not books. It's tin fish. Mm-hmm. Thousands and thousands and thousands of them.
Sardines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. And so I texted Grayson last night, said, just hi, we all miss you, and we are toasting you tonight with some of the wonderful tastes from Portugal. It is now on my list. I want to go.
You should go.
Oh, the buildings just look incredible, and you've got a daughter getting ready to go to Spain.
She Maya leaves a week from today for 3 months in Spain.
So fun.
For a study abroad program. And I am petrified.
For Spain?
She's going solo.
How old is she?
21.
Okay.
She'll be fine. And that's coming from me.
I know. And one of my bucket list items, I think I told you guys this, has always been to see the Rock of Gibraltar, or just Gibraltar, period. And I was telling her, because I've never been, I said, you know, while you're there, you need to go to Gibraltar, which is on the south side of Spain.
Oh, there it is.
It's the property of Great Britain. A lot of people don't know that. And if you go to the top of the Rock of Gibraltar, so I've been told,
1,390 feet high,
you can see the continent of Africa, most notably the country of Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
And Maya is a passport stamper. She loves to travel. She wants to go to as many places as she can. Get her passport stamped. I can too. I remember on this most recent trip to Mexico, they actually stamped our passports, but the time prior, they did not, and I was annoyed. Because I want that stamp. But hang on, let me finish. She was like, well, then I'm going to Morocco. I go, not alone, you're not.
Why? Oh, I'm thinking of the other M word.
You're thinking of Monaco.
My daughter went to Monaco.
Oh, my God.
Totally different.
Didn't know. Okay.
That's basically a casino dressed as a small country.
The Rock of Gibraltar has something called the Pillars of Hercules. I've never heard this. In ancient times, the Greeks and Romans considered the rock of which you speak, along with the corresponding peak in Africa, to be the edges of the known world.
They were.
They thought, this is one edge. The rock here is where we are, and the other, and then what over there, you just fall off. That's what they thought. They called it the Pillars of Hercules.
There be dragons beyond.
Wow.
Massive sea creatures.
There's also military tunnels everywhere there. This huge network of military tunnels. You would love that.
Mm-hmm. Gibraltar? Oh, yeah. It was a major, has been for a long time, a major defensive fortress, if you will.
Well, whoever controls Gibraltar controls entrance into and out of the Mediterranean.
It can, that's for sure. Mm-hmm.
All right, we have a porch thief that was caught, and I cannot believe I'm about to say this, but this person got 6 months. Six, which usually they get 0 months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what they took and why they got so many months. A Kansas City, Kansas man was caught, convicted, and sentenced to 6 months in jail after he was convicted in the attempted theft stemming from the porch theft of an Amazon package. Now, keep in mind, he goes to steal this thing. He has no idea what's in it. And he is hoping, like the Wheel of Fortune, it comes around and he's winning a grand prize to the Rock of Gibraltar. You want to know what was inside that thing? A $6 plush toy for some kid. $6. 6 months Bye.
Jeez.
Philip Daniel Pemberton, if that's even your real name, entered a no contest plea.
Well, I would bet it is his real
name. In early April, was sentenced on Friday. No contest. It happened back on September 26th. A Leavenworth County resident discovered that a package had been stolen from his porch. Victim then looked at the Ring doorbell camera. And according to investigators, the video showed a man approaching the residence, taking the package containing approximately $10 worth of costume jewelry, along with a child's folding chair before leaving the area. And this chair!
I mean, no contest. I get it. You have all of the pleading options for all cases. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But no contest seems like a really odd one for a porch pirate case.
You got me.
I'm not saying I didn't steal the package, but I'm not saying I did not steal the package either.
Even though you have me on Ring doorbell camera stealing the child's chair.
I acknowledge that you have evidence that will show my guilt.
That you know. That's that no I know that you know. Listen to this.
Have you ever had something stolen off your porch?
No. Quoting here from the DA. While the value of the stolen item may appear to be small, porch thefts create frustration and a sense of violation.
I agree.
For victims in their own neighborhoods.
Yep.
I do not understand the random Amazon in front of a Ring doorbell camera porch theft, and here's why. Well, let's look it up. What do you think the average single Amazon package is worth? And it's going to be $10. I'm telling you right now.
$15, $16.
$15 tops.
Yeah.
Most people, when you're Amazon, and it's going to be a book. We had a book come to the house last night.
T gets all of her makeup through Amazon.
What are you possibly going to get, knowing you're going to be caught on Ring doorbell? Mm-hmm. No one is Amazoning gold bullion to their door.
The average Amazon package is worth $45.
Oh.
Are there multiple packages in one box? Because I disagree with that.
Amazon says the average Amazon package is worth $45.
Okay. So let's say that this is true. You are going to knowingly go in front of a Ring doorbell camera to swipe something, and you don't know what's inside, where the average is going to net you $45.
If you can resell it.
If you can resell it.
Or they're using it for themselves and not having to go to the store to buy it.
You don't know what's in it.
Sponges, dish rags.
But Dan, my gosh.
If it's costume jewelry and a doll.
$10.
I'll throw that in the trash.
It's random roulette. Who knows what's going to be in this box? I'm taking it. You know.
And you're willing to risk 6 months of your life.
That's what I don't understand. Like, I'm not saying we should be ranking what types of thefts would maybe net you something that's worth something. We're not going to play that game. But in the scheme of things that you could take, knowing that you're running the risk of going to jail for 6 months, whatever, the random Amazon package outside of somebody's door in suburbia, is there is no return on investment there.
My guess is that some of them, not all of them, some of them are hoping that there's prescription drugs in there that they may be able to take.
The reason that the Amazon packages average about $45 is because not everybody has Prime, and to get free shipping, you have to spend at least $35.
So what you need is a Ring doorbell camera and a sign that says, "We have Prime."
Who doesn't have a Ring doorbell camera?
What if you order the Ring doorbell camera, it's delivered, and then someone steals it?
I don't think that's how it works, Dan.
What's in this box? I'm taking it.
It's
a Ring doorbell camera.
You got me.
I mean, even if you don't have a Ring doorbell camera, your neighbor does. Everybody, we were talking about the facial recognition thing at Disney.
Don't you surveil me.
You cannot walk down the street without being filmed, either by your neighbors or in some places by the city. Everywhere you go, you're on camera. Everywhere.
At a concert?
You're on camera.
When we come back, there is a lawsuit. It is of a very, very serious nature. However, you are going to roll your eyes. This is a story that will drive you up a wall. Something happened at a concert.
Okay.
And parents are now suing.
Of course they are.
Whose responsibility is it to make sure your young concert goer is safe and protected in the mosh pit?
911.
Yeah.
You didn't say mosh pit until just now. 913.
That takes me back.
586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.